how do we know that? What's the mokar for shlichus? Shlichus minolam. D'tanya v'shilach malamed shuos shliach. V'shilcha malamed shiyos shliach. V'shilcha malamed shashliach os shliach. What does this mean? So Rashi explains v'shilach means v'shilcha mibeisa, that the pasuk says that the person who wants to divorce his wife sends her away from his home. So because it uses the lashon v'shilcha and not v'hirsha, use the special lashon, that's a ribui to tell me that the man can make a shliach. Because it could have said v'girsha, but it says v'shilcha. That's what it means, v'shilach malamed shehuot shliach. It's a ribui from a strange lashon that the pasuk uses. And then v'shilcha, the pasuk does say v'shilcha, so Rashi says kribe below mapikei. V'shilcha means that he sends her. So if you read v'shilcha without the mapikei, that's an extra ribui also. That teaches me that shehios a shliach, that the woman can make a shliach for Kabbalah. And v'shilach v'shilcha, it says v'shilcha mibeso twice in that pasuk, in that parsha. So from that you learn that the shliach is also shliach as well. That both the shliach l'alacha, the shliach of the man, and the shliach l'kabbalah, the woman can make a shliach as well. This is the basic halacha. There's a shliach of the Baal, a shliach of the Isha, and shliach also shliach. So in fact, the Gemara Ashrecham v'gerish and v'kiddushim and nolan, okay. Bishlama by gerish, and I understand there are psukim by gerish that teach me that the Baal and the Isha can make a shliach, and shliach also shliach, but how do I know by kiddushim? The chitim of the Aleph v'gerish and Mala gerish and shken yeshna and bal korcha. Maybe you'll tell me, well, we learn one from the other. Ah, but gerish is yeshna and bal korcha. Different than kiddushin, you can be megarish and ishim and atara bal karcha. Amar kov yotze v'hoysa makish avaya liyetziya. Ma yetziya mashvi shliach, af avaya nami mashvi shliach. So says the Gemara, v'yotze v'hoysa v'hekish avaya liyetziya. That teaches me that kiddushin is comparable to gerishin. If a man and a woman can make a shliach by gerishin, then by kiddushin as well. And if shliach was a shliach by gerishin, then by kiddushin as well. Okay, this is the basic Gemara. This is the mocker for the concept of shlichos. Gerishin and Kiddushin, that both the Baal and the woman can make a shliach. The question is, why do I need two psukim? Why do I need a pasuk both for the Baal and for the Isha? Once I know that the Baal can make a shliach, so why would I think the woman can't make a shliach? If you see that one of the players in the Gerishin can make a shliach, so then the Stoma, both of them can make a shliach. What's the halachah to say nitazon? Sounds from the Gemara that you need two psukim, for shliach lehalacha and for shliach lekabbalah. The question is why? The Pnei Yeshua asks, if Hukshu Isha Le'ish L'Choldinin Shabbat Torah L'Cholonshin Shabbat Torah, for every halach in the Torah, we find in general that Ish V'Isha are compared. There are certain exceptions, but generally speaking, we do compare the two. So why by Shlichos shouldn't it be like that? It's the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha. It's the Rishonim's Kasha. This is the Kasha that all the Mefarshim stop on. So before we get to the Pnei Yeshua, there's a comment that the Tosus HaRosh has here. Tosfos Rosh has a very, very important yesod to try to answer this kasha. This is in packet number 3. Tosfos Rosh in page 1. In Tomer Amaitzara Treikroi, Chad L'Shlichos Abba V'Chad L'Shlichos Ha'isha, Mamish has the kasha of the Pnei Yeshua. He came before the Pnei Yeshua. Why do I need a pasuk both to teach me Shliach L'Aloch and Shliach L'Kabbalah? The Yeshlomer says, the Rosh, the Havamina, to the Baal who the Shliach Shlichos She'enu Megarish Ela Midaitu. I think maybe Shlichus is only shaykh by the Baal, because he's Megaresh Midaito. Aval Isha Shemiskaresh is Baal Korcha Lo'olam Ayesh Yididok Hulehai Shetuchal Lemano Shliach Nemkoma. But a woman who's Miskaresh is Baal Korcha, I think that her Maisa is not so strong that she could appoint a Shliach in her stead. That's why I need another Pasuk. I need another Pasuk to teach me Shliach LeKabbalah, that a woman can also appoint a Shliach, because I would think Bishlama Baal can appoint a shliach, he's Megarish Midaito. But a woman is Miskaresh, is Baal Korcha, so I think her Maisa is not as strong to appoint a shliach. What does the Rosh mean to say? So someone has suggested that the Tosa Rosh is saying the following yisod. That to appoint a shliach, a person has to be a bailam over a situation. He has to be in control. So one might think that since a man can be Megarish's wife, Baal Korcha, so he's the bailam. He's the one in control of the Maisa Gerishin. So that's why it makes sense that he should be able to make a shliach. But a woman is Miskaresh as Baal Korcha. She's not in control, far from it. She can be forced into the situation. So you think that she doesn't have the koach to make a shliach, because shlichus is a function of being a bailam in a situation. Right? Does anyone have a havamina that someone who's not the Baal can make a shliach to divorce the wife of the Baal? No, he's not a Baal Dover. No, he's not a Baalim in the situation, so there's no Havamina that someone else should be able to make a Shliach. So I'd have a Havamina that the Isha is like an Acher. She's definitely involved in the Gerishin, but she doesn't have Koach in this Gerishin. Her Koach in the Gerishin is no different than a third party who's not a Baalim in the situation. So I think that the woman can't appoint a Shliach either. Kamashul and the Posad, no. It's a Gzer Sakosa that she can't appoint a Shliach. It breaks the rules. I think Mitzvaran that she can't appoint a Shliach. Kamashmalan that she can't appoint the Shliach. This idea, yeah, Daniel. No, but the problem is, it doesn't say Isha in the Pasuk, it's just an extra reboot. So the first reboot we assume is teaching me that the Baal can make a Shliach, because that's more Mistabit. The second reboot is teaching me that even the Isha can make a Shliach. This idea of the Tosa Rosh, that Bailus can affect an ability to make a Shliach, is alluded to in the Shitul Anod Lami as well. This is going back to packet number one. I said I can't keep on photocopying, so just go back to the previous packets. So we had the Shita there in packet one. The Shita makes the following comment. He's talking about Shliach Osa Shliach, and comparing the Isha to the Baal. He says like this, the Kevin the Chazian, the Shliach Shalom Osa Shliach, Hu Adin the Shliach Shalom. Mistaber, if Shliach Hose Shliach by the Baal, so the Isha also Shliach Hose Shliach. My Shna Zemi Zem, it should be the same. The Bishlame Iker Shlichos Lagabi Isha Lekle Melef Mishlichos de Baal. See, he's pedaling back. He's saying, Alts Shliach, if you're talking about Shliach Hose Shliach, so once we know that the Baal can make a Shliach and the wife can make a Shliach, then it makes sense that Shliach Hose Shliach by both. The Iker Din that the woman can make a Shliach, that's not so poshit that we assume. Maishno, right? But once I know that both the Baal and the woman can make a shliach, so then it's mistabed that shliach osa shliach. The vishlo me'ikah shlichos legabi isha lekel amelev mishlichos the Baal. The dimla Baal hu dekamash v'shliach mishim the gerishin b'didei italya milsa. Sharin megarish bal korcha. Vishlo me'baal, I think he can make a shliach lo locha because he's megarish bal korcha. B'didei italya milsa, the inyan is tolui bo. He's the Baalin. He's in control of the situation. The taka makes sense that he can make a shliach. It's not a dover poshet. I need a gzeras hakosov to tell me that the Baal can make a shliach, but that there is a svara involved that the halacha of shlicha should be limited to the Baal. Aval ihi lo mishav yishliach, but maybe she can't make a shliach because she's not a bailim. She's miskareshes bal korcha. It's not bididot hayim milsa. It's bididet hayim milsa. But the cave and the Goliland, the Inami, Meshav Yishliach, Yechid, the Shliach Shalom, the Shliach, Shliach Yidanami, Loshna. Once we know that you can have the Shliach like Kabbalah as well, that the woman can appoint a Shliach, so then it's Mistabah that the next step, you don't need a Pasuk for both. Veshilach Veshilcha, it says Veshilcha twice, so then we know Shliach was a Shliach, Bein Bebal, Bein Beisha. The Iker Aloch of Shliach Zok the Sheet, I do need a Pasuk for Isha, because I think Dafka the Baal can appoint a Shliach. Because Vididei Talia Milsa, he's Megarisha. But the woman is not a bailin, she's not in control of the situation, so I think she can make a shliach. Kamash malon, gzeras hakosav, she can make a shliach. Bem is this idea that balkarcha, that bailus, really is the crux of shlichas. It lies at the heart of the ability to make a shliach. It's really mavur from the hemshech of the Gemara. What does the Gemara say? Ashkech and begerish and bekedushim and olon. Right, the Gemara brings a raya that the Baal, brings a mocker that the Baal can make a shliach, the Isha can make a shliach, then the Gemara says, I don't know by Kiddushin. The Chitim of the Aleph Megerishin, Mala Gerishin Shken Yeshna and Baal Karachal. Maybe you'll learn that even the husband, we're not talking about even the husband making a shliach in Kiddushin, I don't know. Shliach Loloch in Kiddushin, I don't know. There's a shliach Loloch in Gerishin, but I don't know if the husband has a koach to make a shliach in Kiddushin. Maybe I should learn Kiddushin from Gerishin. Mala Gerishin, Shekein Yeshna Bal Karcha. And because Yeshna Bal Karcha, I think that you can make a Shliach by Gerishin, but not by Kiddushin. What's the Gemara saying? The Gemara is saying the Vart of the Rosh and the Shita. The Gerishin is Bal Karcha. So you would think that a husband can make a Shliach by Gerishin because he's a Bailim. But in Kiddushin, maybe he's not enough of a Bailim. Maybe both of them are too much in control. Right? If he's a Bailim, if it's Bididei Talia Milsa, he's in the Garsha Bal Korcha, then Efshim Ken Zogin that he can make a Shliach because he's in control. But if he splits the control of the situation with the woman, so maybe I would think his involvement is too weak. So if he's not in control of the situation, maybe he can't make a shliach. Maybe dafke gerishin nakmat nakidushin. And taka the Gemara says, misvar, I'd say that the Baal can't make a shliach by kidushin. I need the yatsa b'haisa. Right? Exeris hakosuv to learn from gerishin to kidushin. Because misvar wouldn't say that. I'd say gerishin is special. He has a special bailus. He can be megarsha b'al karcha. So that's why he can make a shliach. But I wouldn't necessarily extrapolate to kidushin. I need a special hekish to extrapolate to kidushin. So that bemis is what the Rosh and the Shita are saying, that bailus is what gives a person a koach to make a shlichus in the first place. So I would think that the Baal in Gerishin has a koach to make a shliach because he's Megarish Baal Karacha. So I need a Gzeres HaKosev to teach me that a woman can make a shliach in Gerishin, and I need the Yatzav HaHaisa to teach me that the Baal can make a shliach in Kiddushin, because I wouldn't learn from shliach Lolacha by Gerishin. I'd say Gerishin is special. Shekhen Yeshnam Baal Karcha, this idea that the Gemara gives to distinguish between Gerishin and Kiddushin, this is not just a pircha kol devar. You know, sometimes when the Gemara wants to learn one thing from the other, so it says there's a pircha. No, it's different. There's a special halacha that applies in one case. You can't learn one from the other. It's a pircha. Is that fundamental? Not always. Sometimes it's just a technical kind of thing. There's a pircha that there are two realms in halacha, and they're different from each other because one realm is subject to this halacha, and the other realm is subject to a different halacha. So therefore, we can't learn one from the other. You have a gzeres hakosuv, you have a hegesh, a gzeres shava, something that breaks the rules, so then you can learn. But here, it could be, shekhen yeshna bal karcha, it's not a technical pircha. It could be that this is a fundamental point the Gemara is bringing out. That shekhen yeshna bal karcha indicates that minui shlichus is a function of being a bailin in a situation. Not just the pircha kol, it's not a technical pircha. This could be a fundamental yisod the Gemara is presenting. That minu shlich is the function of bailus. So because it's a function of bailus, I would have a havamina that the baal can make a shliach, but maybe the isha not. And I'd have a havamina that the baal can make a shliach in gerishin, but in kiddushin maybe not. Kamash malon psukim, kamash malon a hekesh to tell me that no, that a woman can make a shliach and a baal can make a shliach in kiddushin as well. Questions? That's what you'd think Shekhen Yeshnan Bal Karcha means, that it's a fundamental pircha, fundamental yisod, I should say, not a pircha. The problem is that if you think about it, even if you can't learn Shliach Lo'olacha of Kiddushin from Shliach Lo'olacha by Gerishin, what could you learn Shliach Lo'olacha of Kiddushin from? Think carefully. Right? Shliach Lo'olacha by Kiddushin, you can't learn from Shliach Lo'olacha by Gerishin. The Baal can be Megarish, the woman Baal Karcha, but he can't be Mekadish, the woman Baal Karcha. So he's more of a Baalim by Gerishin, but not by Kiddushin. But Shliach Lolocha by Kiddushin, we could learn from a different type of Shlichus. Which Shlichus? Shliach Lekabola by Gerishin, right? The woman isn't a Baalim over the Gerishin. She can't be Megarish, she can't be Miskareshes Baal Karcho of the Baal. Right? She can't be Megarish the Baal. I can't even say the word. She can't do the Garish and Baal Karcho of the Baal. Not in control. And yet, the Shilcha, there's a Gzeres HaKasu to teach me that she can make a Shliach LaKabbalah. So why can't I learn Shliach LaLocha of Kiddushin from Shliach LaKabbalah by Gerishin? Right? You hear? There are four types of Shlichas that we're learning over here. Is Shliach Lalocha by Gerishin, Shliachus of the Baal. Shliach LaKabbala by Gerishin. Shliach Lalocha by Kiddushin. And Shliach LaKabbala by Kiddushin. So the fact that we can't learn Shliach Lalocha Shliach LaKabbala of Gerishin from Shliach LaHolacha. So that I understand. Right? Shekhen Yeshno Bal Karcha, as the Rosh says, as the Shita, right? Baal Megarish Bal Karcha. The fact that you can't learn Shliach LaHolacha of Kiddushin from Shliach LaHolacha by Gerishin, that I also hear. There's bal korcha by gerusha, but not by kiddushin. But let's learn shliach la'olacha of kiddushin from shliach la'kabbalah by gerushin. Right? Because the woman is not in control of gerushin. Right? What's the answer to that question? Who asked that question? Who? Tosa Rosh. The second Tosa Rosh asked this question. Back at three. Malagershin Shkineshna Balkarcha. He doesn't ask the question, but he makes a statement that implies that he's trying to answer this kasha. Malagershin Shkineshna Balkarcha Zokta Tosa Rosh. Kevin the Bakal Nasa Maisa Hilkach Nasa Nami Al Yidei Shliach. What's the Rosh saying? Kevin the Bakal Nasa Hamaisa, since the ma'isa is done easily, hilkach nasa nami al yidei shliach. Therefore, it can be done through a shliach. That's not what the Tosa Rosh said in the first piece. In the first piece, he said that if the baal can be megarish bal karcha, all in ma'isav. It's the exact opposite. All in ma'isav. He says, ish is misgarish bal karcha, lo all in ma'isav yidoku lehai. But Baal can be Megarish Baal Karcha, so Olim Maisa Kuleha. Here he's saying, Pum Fakar, Gerishin is Yeshna Baal Karcha, so therefore, Bekal Nasa Maisa. So you could use a Shliach too. What's the Tosa Rosh coming to say? L'chor, he's answering this Kasha. He's answering this Kasha. Why can't I learn Shliach Lo Loch of Kiddushin from Shliach LeKabbalah by Gerishin? The line of the Gemara, Malagershin Shken Yeshna Bal Karcha, is saying two things. It's saying you can't learn Shliach Lalocha by Kiddushin from Shliach Lalocha by Gerushin, and you can't learn Shliach Lalocha of Kiddushin from Shliach LeKabbalah by Gerushin. So Shliach Lalocha of Kiddushin from Shliach Lalocha of Gerushin, that I understand. Shken Yeshna Bal Karcha, all in Maisid Yidei, he can be Megarish Bal Karcha, he's in control, different than Kiddushin. But Shliach Lalocha of Kiddushin, let's learn from Shliach LeKabbalah by Gerushin. So says the Rosh, Lichten dem Verte, lying in those words of the Gemara, Shken Yeshnam Bal Karcha, is a different svar. Mamish, the exact opposite svar. That since Gerishin is a Maisa that can be Chal Bal Karcha, Bekal Masa HaMaisa, the Maisa happens very easily. So you think that you can make a Shliach. Bal Karcha can work both ways, according to the Rosh. It works in two different directions. One direction is that someone who can do a ma'isa bal karcha is in control, so there's more of a svara that he can make a shliach. The other is that if the ma'isa is nasa bekal, against the will of the individual, so the person can make a shliach, because like, what's the big deal? It's such a light ma'isa anyway. That's what the Rosh seems to be saying. With such a light ma'isa, so easy to do, it can go against her will, so then what's she doing? Right? She's involved in the process. She has to accept the get. She does have to accept the get. And it's a mice that's nasa bakal. It's so easy to divorce her. So if it happens so easily, but yet we need her to get to receive the get, is it such a big deal for her to make a shliach? Is it so foreign to us that she should be able to make a shliach to accept the get? It's so easy to divorce her. It's so easy. So let her tell the shliach to play her role. Right? If it's so easy to divorce her, let her tell the shliach to play her role, because like, what's the big deal? It can be against her will anyway. So there's a technical idea. Benasim biyada, there has to be nesina. Okay, so the shliach should be able to do it also, because what's the big deal, says the Rosh. Not that she's so strong, fakir, since the mice is nasa bekal. What's the big deal if she'll do it through a shliach or if she'll do it herself? It's interesting because the Lashon of the Gemara is Shekein Yeshnon Bal Karcha, that the Gerishin, Yeshnon is a plural, the Gerishin is Bal Karcha. According to the first svar that we gave, it's not that the Gerishin is Bal Karcha, it's that the Baal can be Megarish Bal Karcha. I mean, you could use the word Yeshnon. He's saying both ideas are really licked are lying in those words. Right? But you don't have to explain that it's because the Baal is Megarish Bal Karcha, so he's a Bailim, he's in control, that's why there's a Havamina, he should be able to make a Shliach. No, this Taka Asvara Chaluka, there's a Svara that works in the exact opposite direction. That because the Maisa is a Maisa Kal, so easy to do, So maybe the woman should be able to make a shliach, because like what's the big deal? So she can accept the get, let a shliach accept the get. She's not so active in the process anyway. It just happens bal korcha anyway. So does it really matter if we'll get a replacement for her? Let someone else accept the get on her behalf. So that's the havamin of the Gemara, that shekein yesh lo bal korcha, you can't learn shliach lolocha of kiddushin, even from shliach lekabbalah of gerushin. Because I would say, no, fakir, maybe shliach lekabbalah of gerushin, maybe the woman can make the shliach, because it's such a maisakal. It's not so difficult to divorce this. I would think that it doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter who accepts the get, either the woman or the shliach. It shouldn't really matter who accepts the get. So I need a special pasuk to teach me that you can make a shliach by kiddushin, because I think gerushin is totally different. It's fascinating. What comes out of the rosh is that there really are svaras chalukas over here. Shekein yeshnan bakarcha can work both ways. That on the one hand you can say that if a person can do a maisa bakarcha of another individual, he's more of a bialim, he's more in control, so then it makes more sense that he should be able to make a shliach and not the other one. But on the other hand, you can also say that if the maisa is a maisa kal, it's very easy for the maisa to be done, so then the individual whom the maisa can be done against their will should be able to make a shliach, because what's the big deal? What's the big deal? They're not really so active anyway. It's against their will anyway, so they should be able to make a shliach. And that apparently is how to learn the Gemara according to the Rosh. This is one approach to the sugya. Questions? Comes the Pnei Yeshua, and he offers two other approaches to the sugya. Let's first deal with the second pshat of the Pnei Yeshua, and then we'll get to the first. Okay? The second answer of the Pnei Yeshua, he sets forth a fundamental yesod in shlichus, which I'd like to share with you and try to develop a little bit. What does the Pnei Yeshua say? He asks his kasha, v'afagav d'hukshu ishal ishal chaldinin shabbat Torah. That's the kasha that he asks in the beginning. And then if you turn to page 5 in the Pnei Yeshua, hode itztrich kral leho isha. Okay? Hode itztrich kral leho isha o seshliach. Anushim d'mishlucho lo yad inon ele d'shlichus mahani ba'alma. V'nigmar b'dibra lios asiyoso kasiyas habaldov. Mishlucho, if I only would have had the pasuk about shliach laholocha, shliach of the Baal, I only had the pasuk of shliach laholocha of the Baal, I would only know shlichus mahani ba'alma. I'd only know that shlichus mahani ba'alma, in kol ha-tarakula, in general, v'nigmar b'dibur lios asiyoso kasiyas habaldova, and through the dibur, through the minui shlichus, Asiyas HaShliach is Kasiyas HaBaldova. I think that the Maisa Shliach is like the Maisa of the Mishalech, Maisa of the Baldova. Afalakati lo shaminan b'isha, v'chziba v'nosan b'yoda. I still don't know Shliach l'kabala b'isha. It says v'nosan b'yoda. B'yoda sounds like it has to be in her hand. I don't know necessarily that b'yad shluch is the same. U'mehechet teisi nomar d'yad HaShliach mikri yoda mamish. How do we know Yad Shliach is Kiyad Meshaleach, that Yad Shliach is Kiyad Isha? If I only would have the parsha of Shlichus, Laholocha, Shliach the Baal, I think that Shlichus works the Alma, Nigmar B'dibra, Lios Asiyoso, Kasiyas HaBaldovar. But I wouldn't necessarily know that Yad Shliach is Kiyad Meshaleach. I wouldn't necessarily know that Shlichus the Kabbalah works. You can have a Venus and Beoda through a Shliach. I need the pasuk to teach me shlichus the Kabbalah. I need a pasuk to teach me another parash of shlichus. Adkan Kedvar. What's the Pnei Yeshua saying? Sisrei Torah. We feel that the Pnei Yeshua is saying a fundamental vort over here, but we can't crack it. Now, what's he saying? For shliach leholocha, if I had a pasuk for shliach leholocha, I think that nigmar b'dibur lios asiyosu kasiyas abaldover. But I wouldn't know that Yad Shliach Yad Meshaleach. Why? Shlucho Shel Adam Kemosa. Shlucho Shel Adam Kemosa. Kemosa means Maisa Shliach is Kemaisa Meshaleach. Yad Shliach is Kiyad Meshaleach. Aishnozem Mizev. What's the Pnei Yeshua saying? If I would only have a parish of Shlichus the Baal, I think that Maisa Shliach is Kemaisa Meshaleach. But that Yad Shliach is Kiyad Meshaleach, that the woman can make a shliach to be her yad, to accept the get on her behalf, that I wouldn't know. Why not? Shlucho shel adam kamosa. Shlucho shel adam kamosa. Why would I think one and not the other? What's the Pnei Yeshua saying? The Chora, what the Pnei Yeshua is saying is that Shlichus LeKabbalah Bagerishin is really a new kind of Shlichus. It's really a totally different parish of Shlichus. If I'd have Shliach LeHolacha of Gerishin, so I think Shliach LeHolacha of Gerishin is like Shlichus of Kol HaTarakula. Shlichus of Kol HaTarakula is a Shlichus that a Moser Koach to the Shliach to be Torah LeChalos on my behalf. I'm giving over Koach to the Shliach, Mesiras Koach, to be poor lechalos, right? To be poor lechalos, gerushin, kiddushin, afrashes truma. Maybe we'll see later in the Gemara. Chalos, there are different chaluyos in the Torah, right? That something has to take effect. The status change in a woman, status change in the tvua, and something has to change. So the parasha of shlichus tells me I can transfer koach to a shliach that he can effect that chalos in my stead. How does he do that? So, Maisa Shliach is K'maisa HaMishaleach. The Chalos relates back to me. He's not taking a stand on the old Shiloh, what Shluch HaShalav K'mos HaMi. Nah, the Pnei Yeshua is not going there. That's the Ketzos and Kuf Pei Ches Beis. That's not what he's saying. He's saying whatever Shluch HaShalav K'mos HaMi means, either it means the Maisa of the Shliach is like the Maisa of the Mishaleach, or no, the Maisa of the Shlichus is his own Maisa, but the Chalos relates back to the Mishaleach. But that's one version of Shlichus. It's a Shlichus on a Maisa. Shlichus on the Chalos. To be Paul the Chalos for the Mishaleach. That's one type of Shlichus. The Shlichus of Kol HaTarakula. Shlichus, the Kabbalah of a woman, that's not a Shlichus on a Maisa. She's not doing a Maisa. In fact, the chalos is not even dependent on her. It can be done bal korcha. The chalos is not dependent on her. She's not poil the chalos in gerushin. You can't say the woman is poil the chalos. It could be bal korcha. So she's not effecting the chalos. That's the baal's job. She's a passive partner in this. There is a nesina of an asan biyada. There has to be nesina into her hand. Yes, she's, if you will, the chefts of the Kabbalah's haget, right? She's the object of the Maisa Gerushin. She's not an active partner in the Maisa Gerushin. She's not the one who's effecting the Gerushin. What is she? She's the Yad of the Gerushin. She's the Mokom for the Chalos Gerushin. The Chalos Gerushin takes place when the get gets into her Yad. Her Yad is the Mokom for the Chalos Gerushin. She's not part of the Maisa Gerushin. Her hand is the mokom where the Maisa Gerushin takes place. The Baal is doing the Maisa Gerushin, but she's not active in that Maisa. I know, you're saying it takes two to tango, right? If you're going to do Nesina, you need a Nesina plus a Kabbalah. How can you say the Kabbalah is not part of the Nesina? But it's not. She's standing there. She's not Makat. It just has to be placed into her hand. Her hand is the mokum for the chalos gerushin. That's all. So what's the shliach doing? You're moser koach to the shliach. What are you doing? You're not moser koach in the classical sense. Hafrashas truma, you're telling the shliach, you have a koach now to act on my behalf. Gerushin, you're telling the shliach, you have a koach to do the maisa gerushin. Kiddushin, you have a koach to do the maisa kiddushin. A shliach of the woman is not doing a maisa. You're not being moser koach to the shliach. So, you can make a shliach. What is the shliach doing? Yodo ki yodo. The yad shliach is the yad of the isha. You are transforming the yad of the shliach that his yad now can be the mokum for the chalos gerushin. He's not poel the chalos. He's not doing the maisa gerushin. His hand is the mokum for the chalos gerushin. It's the mokum for the kabbalas haget. Mokum for the chalos gerushin. But he's not actively involved in the maisa gerushin. You can do such a thing. That's what the Pnei Yeshua is really saying, I think. Right? The Pnei Yeshua is saying that Bishlam Ashlichus Ba'alma, that Nigma B'dibur Lios Asiyas Okasiyas HaBaldover, that I understand. Whoever the Baldover is, whether it's Gerushin, Kiddushin, Afreshes Truma, Shchitas Kochim, we'll see in the Gemara later on. Whoever the Baldover is, so the Shliach can act in place of the Baldover, Shluchos Shalom Kemoso. But the woman is not a baldover in the gerushin. Her yad is the mokum for the chalos gerushin, but she's not the baldover. She's not the active party. She's not doing the maaseh. She's not effecting the chalos. Mehechet teisa that you can make a shliach. That shluch hashalom kamosa can tell me that yad shliach is like the yad mishaleach. How do you know? That the Maisa Shliach can be like the Maisa of the Mishalech? That I hear. He's acting on behalf of the Mishalech. That's Shlichus of Kol HaTarakula. But Shliach LeKabbalah of Gerishin, that's just the Mokum for the Chalos Gerishin. It's a new concept that you're creating here. You're asking the Shliach to do something new that we haven't found yet. That he should be able to be the Mokum for the Chalos Gerishin. Meheka tasted that his yad could be the same as the yad of the Ish. That's why we need a special pasuk that Shliach LeKabbalah exists as well. Because Shliach LeKabbalah is a new type of Shlichus. It's a new type of Shlichus. So because it's a new type of Shlichus, I can't learn from Shlichus Dibal. That's what the Pnei Yeshua suggests. So according to the Pnei Yeshua, the kasha that I just asked just a moment ago doesn't exist, right? We asked that on the Tosfos Rosh and the Shita. He said, if you tell me that the reason why I can't learn Shliach LeKabbalah from Shliach LeHolacha is because the Baal is in control, he's the Baal Dover of the Gerishin, so I could understand why the Baal can make a Shliach, but I wouldn't necessarily know that the woman can make a Shliach. And then the Gemara asks, B'Kiddushin Menolah, how do we know Shliach LeHolacha by Kiddushin? So it says, Sheken Yeshnam Baal Karcha. So we need the Hekesh of Havai Liyitziyah to learn Kiddusha from Gerishin. So we asked, okay, Shekin Yeshna Bakarcha, you can't learn Shliach Lalocha of Kiddusha from Shliach Lalocha of Gerishin, but learn Shliach Lalocha of Kiddusha from Shliach LeKabbalah of Gerishin. Shliach LeKabbalah of Gerishin, the woman is not a Bailim, but why can't we learn that? So came the Tos Rosh and said, no, Shekin Yeshna Bakarcha works in two directions. There is a way that you can say Shekin Yeshnan Bal Karcha, that since the Maisa happens Bekal, it happens easily, so maybe it's taka easier for the woman to make a Shliach. Just like you thought that, no, if the Baal is a Bailim, if the Baal is in control, then it's easier for him to make a Shliach. That it can work both ways. According to the Pnei Yeshua, you don't need such a thing. And we were troubled. It's like Sirish, Shekin Yeshnan Bal Karcha, what is it saying? Is it saying Bal Karcha is more of a reason to say you can make a Shliach because you're stronger or because the mice is weaker? I mean, which way are you going to cut it? This way or that way? You can't, you know, there are 9 ways to skin a cat, but, you know, there aren't 9 ways to explain a line of the Gemara. I mean, what's that line saying? Is it saying Bal Karcha is a reason to say it's stronger or it's weaker? It's weaker and stronger at the same time? How can that be? Comes the Pnei Yeshua and says, I don't need the Tosfos Rosh. The answer to the kasha that I need a special pasuk that shlichus works even by the isha. Why don't I need a special pasuk? Because the shlichus of the isha, shliach LeKabbalah, is a totally different type of shlichus. It's a totally different type of shlichus, and I understand. You need Gzeiras HaKasuk to tell me that it works by isha. If that's the case, then when the Gemara comes around and asks, so now how do I know shliach LeHolacha by kiddushin? Right, so the Gemara says, "V'chitayma neilef migerishin." Let's learn from Gerishin. Mala Gerishin shken yeshna bal karcha. What does that mean? What does that mean? So that could mean Mala Gerishin shken yeshna bal karcha. The pircha kol dehu. Right? Pnei Yeshua is free to learn. It's just a difference between Gerishin and Kiddushin. I can't learn one from the other. Ah, you might tell me, But shliach leholocha of kiddushin, I learn from shliach leKabbalah of gerishin from the isha. No, shken yeshna bakarcha is just a pircha koldu that gerishin and kiddushin are different. If gerishin and kiddushin are different, then you can't learn one from the other. And in fact, there was really no reason to assume that you should learn shliach leholocha of kiddushin from shliach leKabbalah of Gerishin, because you can't learn from Shliach LeKabbalah anyway, because Shliach LeKabbalah is in Gans in a totally different type of Shlichus. So for two reasons that Kasha is not a Kasha. First of all, it could be Shekin Yeshna Bal Karcha is just a Pircha Ba'alma. And secondly, Shliach LeKabbalah is a totally different type of Shlichus. There was never a Havamina that Shliach LeHolacha of Kiddushin should be learned from Shliach LeKabbalah of Gerishin, because Shliach LeKabbalah is a Parsha B'fnei Atzma. There's no way that you can learn Shlichus Deba'al from Shlichus De'isha. That's the Pnei Yeshua's approach to the sugya. Okay, questions. That's his second approach, I should say. Questions. This idea of the Pnei Yeshua seems like his own chiddush. Seems almost far-fetched. It's hard to believe. Right? I see some faces. He's giving me these grimaces. Emma says the yisod of the Pnei Yeshua seems to be echoed by the Rishon. Seem to be statements of the Rishon in which hint to the yisod of the Pnei Yeshua. And let me point this out. Let me point out to you two Rishonim who seem to echo this idea. Gemara in Gittin on Daf Chav Gimel has a shaila. Raises a shaila whether an Eved Kenayni can be a shliach lekabbalah for a woman, any woman, not just his master. But can he become a shliach lekabbalah to accept a get on behalf of a woman from her husband? A shaila in the Gemara Daf Chav Gimel in Gittin. But what does the Gemara say? Can he or can he not? So, first the Gemara says, "Midakaposa leila ovekachavim chlal de eved kosher." Since an ovekachavim, since a goy is possible to be a shliach lekabbalah, maybe an eved kani is kosher. Well, what's the Gemara saying? "Midakaposa leila ovekachavim chlal de eved kosher." It's referring to the Mishnah. The Mishnah Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. In Gittin, the Mishnah says, "Akol kosher l'havi yisagel chutz mecherushat v'katan v'suma v'ovekachavim." A blind person and a goy. Who's missing from the list of people who can't be a shliach lehalacha? Eved Kenayni. Right? So if you pass a goy, but you leave out Eved, even though Eved v'akum normally go together, so it sounds like an Eved is kosher to be a shliach lehalacha, right? The Mishnah is talking about a shliach lehalacha, the Gemara is talking about a shliach lekabbalah, but it sounds like an Eved is kosher to be a shliach in Gerush. So Zakhir Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara says, no, Rabbi Yochanan holds, Eino Eved nasa shliach lekabbalah, get le'isham yad baila, why? Aye, but the Mishnah sounds fakir, no, svar, l'fisha'ena b'torah is gittin v'kidushin. Yochanan says that misvara and Eved Kenayni can't be a shliach lekabbalah, can't accept the get. Why? He's ena b'torah is gittin v'kidushin. We're going to see this idea in Memala from the base, that someone who's not the Torah, someone who's not in the parasha, can't be a shliach. The shliach has to be someone who could do the parasha for himself. See this by Truma and other things. You've got to be betoras. If you're not betoras, it sounds like a brisk of art, right? It's in the Gemara, right? If you're not betoras a certain inyan, then you're not shayach to the shlichas of that inyan. You're not shayach to the parasha, so you can't be a shliach. So Zokta Gemara Chav Gimel that the Eved Kenayni is not Betorah's getting the Kiddushin. He's not Shaykh to Ishus of Yisrael. So if he's not Shaykh to Ishus of Yisrael, not Shaykh to getting the Kiddushin, he can't be a Shliach for Kabbalah for the woman. That's the Maskon of the Gemara in Gittin. The question is, Kabbalah, Holocha, what kind of Shliach can the Eved Kenayni not be? He can't be a Shliach for Kabbalah. Can he be a Shliach for Holocha for the Baal? So Zokta Rashi, who are then the Holocha? Right, lekabel get me at baila v'tem begureshes v'kabelosim v'hu adinami leholocha v'kulacha the time mehi alakachay sa'ashela b'beis medrash. Shailan the beis medrash related to the Eved Kenayni being a shliach lekabelah, but who adinami if he can't be a shliach lekabelah, he can't be a shliach leholocha as well. Okay, he's not b'torah, he's getting the kiddushin shliach bein leholocha bein lekabelah. That's Rashi. Comes the Rimagash. The Ran quotes the Rabbeinu Yosef. The Rimagash. The Rebbe of the Rambam, who says no. Le Kabbalah no, le Holocha yes. Le Kabbalah no, le Holocha yes, Dr. Rimagash. This is the Ran that I gave you. Packet 3. Page 3. Rabbi Yosef Alevi Zalamash Lapaslu Ella Lekabola Avul Lehavoa Kosha. Kidemucha Duyuka de Masnissi. That's the Duyuka of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Akok Shem Haviasaget Chutz, Chutz Mecherishot Rekotan, Akum the Suma, right? So Akum is Posel Lehavoa Saget, Leholocha Saget, but it sounds like Eved Kenayni is Kosha. Dr. Imagash, that should stay Lemaskona. Le Kabbalah, the Gemara says he can't be a shliach. Possible for being a shliach le Kabbalah, but for a shliach le Halacha, he'd be kosher. Why? What's the difference? So Zok the Ramban, the Ram quotes the Ramban there. What's the difference between shliach le Halacha and shliach le Kabbalah? So he says, "V'shanya kabbalah mehalacha, the shliach halacha ainu ela kishliach da alma, v'b'shlichas da alma isnehu. Ha'b'shliach kabbalah mekevin sheyigia get liyado megereshes, v'hu ain lo yad legereshin hol ve'ainu b'taras given. Shliach lahalacha ainu ela kishliach da alma," says the Rambam. Like a shliach da alma. B'shlichas da alma isnehu. The ebed kanayin yischai v'nitzus ki'ishi. He's not a goy. B'shlichas da alma isnehu. Why shouldn't he be b'shlichas da alma? He's not b'shlichus to get, right? He's ain't a b'toras gittin. Ain't a b'toras gittin. But b'shlichus da alma, what could be the problem? The Eved Kanani is shayach in shlichus da alma. Shliach lo'olocha, that's a shliach da alma. So mistami is b'chla, b'shlichus kabbalah. That's a shliach the gittin. Now b'shlichus kabbalah, mekevin shegiel get liyodo megureshes, v'hu ain lo yad legereshin, hol v'ain a b'toras gittin. Rambana is some kind of a chilik over here, but you know, yeah, it's unclear what Rambana is driving at. Shliach lo'loch is a shliach da alma. Shliach le'kabbalah is not a shliach da alma. What's the difference? Shlucho shel adam kamosa. What's the Rambana saying? After Meluim and Simon Lamehase of Cotton Tess, so he invokes an old machlokas Rishonah that we had. Remember, we talked about Dibur by Kiddushin, by Gerishin. Is Dibur by Gittin, the Dinbaraisa, is it absolutely essential to Gerishin? It's not so essential to Gerishin. Remember, the machlok is the Balamor and Taisvis and Dafayin Ches and Gittin. Because the Mishnah in Gittin there says that Ha'omer Kinsi Shtar Chovzeh. What's the Lashon of the Mishnah? Omer Kinsi Shtar Chovzeh Oshemitzaoso Me'achorov Korah Hareu Gita Eino Gerat Shiyomola Hei Gita. The Mishnah says that you have to say Hei Gita. You have to tell the woman this is your get. So why do you have to tell the woman that this is your get? Sounds like you need a dibur in gittin, right? Wrong. Says Taisus, fundamentally, you don't need a dibur in gittin. So why do you need a dibur? So she'll be mashalcha ve'ena chozeres. So she knows that she's megurasha, she won't come back. She's going to come back if she's mashalcha ve'chozeres, so that's not a gerishin. But according to Taisus, fundamentally, you don't really need a dibur. Now, you don't really, dibur is not really a part of the gerishin. She should be Mishalcha Ve'en Chozer, so you need a Dibur. To clarify to her. But if you told the Aiden, and the Aiden tell her, that's also fine according to her. That's not a problem. It's okay. The Balamor says no. The Balamor holds that we learn from the Pasuk Vishilcha, it's not enough just to do Vinasim Ve'yada, but you need Vishilcha, that you have to clarify that you're sending her from you, that you need a Dibur to say that this is a Gerishin. That's a din d'araisa according to the Baal Ma'ar. Dibur is absolutely essential in the Gerish. Of the Avnei Meluim. Maybe what the Rimagash is saying is he's holding like Tostis. That Dibur is not really essential to the Gerishin. Why is Dibur not essential to the Gerishin? Because what's the Megarish really? How do we know that there's a Gerishin going on over here? If he's not saying anything, how do we know? How do we know? What's the answer? Where's the Dibur really? What is really Megarish the woman? There is a Dibur. Not the Dibur Balpeh of the Baal, but rather the Lashon of the Get, Hareat Muteres, Lechol Adam. There is a Lashon in the Get. So Efshe, the Get is really what's being Megarish the woman. It's not the Dibur of the Baal that's being Megarish the woman. It's the Get that's being Megarish the woman. But the Get has to get there. It has to come from the Baal to the woman. You need Vinos and the other. You need a Mais and a Sina. The Baal has to see to it that the Lashon HaGet goes from his hand to the rishus of the woman, to her hand, to her chotzer, to rishus. Right? There has to be a mais and a sina, that loshon haget, the get is going to be megarish, but the get has to get from, pardon the pun, okay. The get has to move from the baal to the isha. Right? She has to receive the get from the baal. You need a mais and a sina. But behemoth is the baal. Is the Baal's Dibur being Megarish the woman? No! There is a Mais and a Sina. Once there's a Mais and a Sina, so then the Get itself is going to be Megarish the woman. So it could be what the Rimagash is saying is that a shliach le'halacha, what is he a shliach on? He's a shliach on the Mais and a Sina. There's a technical halacha that the Get has to go from the Baal to the woman. The Get has to go from the Baal to the woman. It has to be a Mais and a Sina. Is that a Gerishin Dika Halacha? Is that a Halacha that's special to Gerishin? No. It's a din that there has to be a Maisa. There has to be a Maisa and a Sina. The Baal has to do a Maisa. He has to give the get to the woman. Shliach Lalocha can do a Ma'is Nesina on behalf of a Baal. That's like a Shlichus of Kol HaTarakula. Shlichus of Kol HaTarakula is a Shlichus in the Ma'is. If all you need is a Ma'is Nesina, then the Shliach can function as that role for the Baal. And that's not a Shlichus of Gitin. Is he doing something in the get? If you tell me Minat Torah, you need the Dibur of the Shliach, and the Dibur is what creates the Chalos Gerishin. Right? That the Dibur is part of what creates the Chalos Gerishin. So then the Shliach is creating the Chalos Gerishin through his Dibur. Just like the Baal would create the Chalos Gerishin through his Dibur, the Shliach is creating the Chalos Gerishin through the Dibur. But if all you need the Baal for is this Tanai, that you need a Mais and a Sina, but really what's Megarish the woman is the fact that the Tzivui HaBaal created the get, and now the Baal is enabling that get to come to the woman. So Shlichus on that concept is really like a Shlichus of Kol HaTarakula. It's not a Gittin type of Shlichus. It's not a Gittin V'Kiddushin type Shlichus. It's a Shlichus of Kol HaTarakula, because really what are you saying? He's a Shliach on the Mais and a Sina. He's not involved intrinsically in the process of Gerishin in some unique way to Gerishin. It's really a Shlichus of Kol HaTarakula. So why is Shlichus the Kabbalah different? The answer is because Shlichus the Kabbalah is a different parish of Shlichus. It's not a Shlichus on a Mais at all. It's not a Shlichus on a Mais. Normally, Shlichus of Kol HaTarakula, you're being Moser a Koach to be Poel the Chalos, to do a Mais, which in turn is going to be Poel the Chalos. Right? That's Shlichus of Kol HaTarakula. But Shlichus LeKabbalah is a fundamentally different type of Shlichus. It's a Shlichus that when the get arrives in her hand, then the Gerishin is Chal. It's a Shlichus that her hand should serve as the Mokom for the Chalos Gerishin, and now you're making the Shliach the Mokom for the Chalos Gerishin. Now his hand is going to be the Mokom for the Chalos Gerishin. That's a different kind of Shlichus. Aber Shliach Kabbalah, Zokter Rabban, Mikeven Shehigia Get Liyodo Megureshes. Mikeven Shehigia Get Liyodo Megureshes. His Yad is the Mokom for the Gerishin. But he doesn't have a Yad for Gerishin. If the whole purpose of the Shlichus is to create a Mokom for the Gerishin, to create a Yad for the Gerishin, but he's Eino Batoras Gerishin. So if he's Eino Batoras Gerishin, he can't be such a Shliach. Shliach leholocha, that's a shliach on the mice. That's a shliach on the mice. If we would need a dibur in Gerishin, so then his dibur is really creating the Gerishin. You're really being Moser, a koach in Gerishin. He's doing something in Gerishin, something unique to Gerishin. That's not by Hafrashas Truma, perhaps. Right? Maybe dibur is not, right? You can be Mafresh Truma, Machshava too. So if he's doing something fundamental to Gerishin, so then Taka, he couldn't be a Shliach either. If Shliach Lo'olach is only on the Mais and the Sina, that's a Shlichus of Kol HaTarakula. He doesn't have to be Vitaras Gittin Mekidushin to be such a Shliach. Shliach LaKabbalah, that's a new form of Shlichus. That's a Shlichus Mechudeshes that exists only by Gittin Mekidushin. So because it exists only by Gittin Mekidushin, that the nature of the Shlichus is that Yodo Ki Yodo, his hand is like the Yad of the Isha, that his hand can serve as the Mokom for the Chalos Gerishin. That's not just Shlichus that relates to Gittin V'Kiddushin. Shlichus that's part of the Mais of Gittin V'Kiddushin. No, that's a Gittin V'Kiddushin type of Shlichus. It's a Shlichus that's unique to Gittin V'Kiddushin. Such a Shlichus that's unique to Gittin V'Kiddushin, Ebed Kani is not Shaychin, because he's in a Betorah, it's Gittin V'Kiddushin. Shliach LaHolacha is not a shlichus that's unique to Gittin V'Kiddushin. It applies in Kol HaTarakula, what you're trying to accomplish in his shlichus. So since it's not unique to Gittin V'Kiddushin, the Eved Kanani is shayach in that because he doesn't have to be Betorah's Gittin V'Kiddushin in order to be shayach in that shlichus. Okay, so it could be what the Rimagash really is saying is something similar to the Vart of the Tanshua, if you read between the lines. Questions? This idea that Shliach LeKabbalah is a totally different type of Shlichus, the Chore, it doesn't only apply to Gerishin, it might apply to Gerishin as well. Why is that? Well, we spent a lot of time over the last couple of weeks discussing that the concept of Nesina might not be limited to Gerishin, it might apply by Gerishin as well. Right? And not just by Kiddush Shtar, but by Kiddush Kesef. Kiddush Shtar is not such a big Chiddush, right? Kligitech me'algabe karka doesn't work. Kli kiddushayich me'algabe karka also doesn't work. By shtar kiddushin, v'yotze v'hoysa. the Nasan Biyada, the fact that there's Nesina, there's a din Nesina by Kiddush Eshtar, that's not such a teller. Like Kiddush Eshtar and Shtar Gerishin, they're very comparable. But we said that the Beis Shmuel quotes a suffix from the Marshach. Remember that? Beis Shmuel quotes a suffix. Maybe Kli Kiddushach Me'agabe Karka doesn't work by Kesef Kiddushin either. If the Baal puts the Kesef Kiddushin on the floor and tells the woman, pick it up. Please pick it up. He's not going to... This is Kiddushin here. Right? Please pick it up. Start a marriage on a good note. Right? Please pick it up. So, according to some, that doesn't work. It's a very nice way to speak to the woman, but it's not going to work for Kiddushin. Right? Because that's not an asina. It's not an asina picking it up from the karka. So, if you need nesina, right? If you need nesina by Kiddushin, by Kiddush Eshtar, Kiddush Kesef, what are you saying? That Shliach LeKabbalah by Kiddushin also is a special type of Shlichus. Right? If you need an Asina, then what? How is the woman functioning over here by Kiddushin? She's functioning the same way as she's functioning in Gerushin. Now, I do understand in Kiddushin, she certainly plays much more of an active role in the process. You need her Ratzon, it's not Bal Korcha. There's no question she plays more of an active role. But at the same time that she plays a more active role, if there's a din nesina by Kiddushin, then you're saying she's also playing this special role of yada, that her hand is the makom for the chalos Kiddushin. Just like her hand is the makom for the chalos Gerushin, her hand has to be the makom for the chalos Kiddushin, because this is the same halacha as exists in Gerushin. You need nesina by Gerushin, you need nesina by Kiddushin. So how is that nesina happening? The Baal is putting the kesef Kiddushin into the hands of the woman. He's putting the shtar Kiddushin into the hands of the woman. Her hand is serving as the makom for the chalos Kiddushin. Not only is her ratzon playing a role in the Kiddushin, but her hand is serving as a makom for the chalos Kiddushin. So if you understand like that, that there's a din nesina by Kiddushin, then it would appear that shliach lekabbalah by Kiddushin is similar to Shliach LeKabbalah by Gerushin. Meaning, according to the Pnei Yoshua, Shliach LeKabbalah is a special type of Shlichus that we don't find elsewhere. Because it's a Shlichus of Yado Ki Yada. Right? Again, if you assume that you need Nesina by Kiddushin, if you don't need Nesina, so then it's not Yado Ki Yada. Right? It's just her Ratzon is creating the chalos Kiddushin. So if she makes a shliach LeKabbalah, the shlichus is a shlichus on expressing her ratzah. That the shliach LeKabbalah goes to the Baal, and the Baal will give the kesef, and the shliach LeKabbalah will bring it to her. But it's not that yado ki yada, it's just she's giving the shliach LeKabbalah the ability to accept the Kiddushin on her behalf. But I don't even need the sina, you can put it on the floor. It's not that yado ki yada, it's that he's in place of the isha to be poel the chalos, right? To express the ratzon, to express her das for the chalos kiddushin. But if you say that the dinasin applies to kiddushin, so then the special brand of shlichus that we found by shliach LeKabbalah gerushin is found by shliach LeKabbalah kiddushin as well. So it could be that shliach LeKabbalah kiddushin is not shlichus of kol ha'tara kula, mesiras koach, but rather it's also this idea that yado ki yada, it's a special brand of shlichus. Like the Pnei Yoshua, what did it say by Gerushin? If we say like that, if we compare Kiddushin to Gerushin, we say that Shliach LeKabbalah by Kiddushin is also this new, it also is this new type of Shlichus of Yado Ki Yada, so then perhaps we can explain a difficult Rambam, a very famous Rambam. Which Rambam am I referring to? Rambam who talks about Eidei Kiyum on the Minhag Shlichus. This is a world famous Rambam. We all know that ein davar she'be'erev pachas mishnayim, that you need eidei kiyum, you need two eidim on the ma'aseh davar she'be'erev. Person's mekadesh an isha, it's not enough that you need two eidim in order to verify the facts, to be mevarer later what happened, but rather at the time of the kiddushin, you need two eidim. If you don't have two eidim at the time of the kiddushin, the whole thing is null and void, it doesn't work. Same thing by gerushin. Now the question is whether eidei mesira karsi, eidei chasima karsi, maybe I don't need eidim at the time of the gerushin. Maybe the Eidim signed in the Shtar is enough to be for the Eidus on the Gerushin. But I do need Eidus. I need Eidus both by Gerushin and by Kiddushin. What's the thing when it comes to the minu shlichas? Right? Let's say you're making a shliach to be makarish and isha. You need eide kiyum on the minu shlichas on the... So, there is a mishnah in Gittin that talks about the minu shlichas by Gittin. A shliach lekabola by Gittin. That's the mishnah of Sama Gimel that the Noseh Kalim of the Ramam and the Vasish is paragimel halacha tezvav, quote. That the mishnah in Gittin says... Aisha Shamar Skabali Giti Tsuchashtekite Aidam Shnaim Omim Shnaim Sha'omim Bafanenu Amr Shnaim Sha'omim Bafanenu Kibo Vakara. The Mishnah Sama Gimel says that a woman who makes the statement to Skabali Giti, she needs two Kite Aidim, one kat to say Bafanenu Amr, that she said this in front of us, and the other kat to say that she actually and the other kat to say that the Shliach LaKabola got the get, the faneno kibel the car. Right? So you need edus that the maisa gerushin took place, but you need edus on the minu shlichus, the fact that the shliach was appointed to be a shliach for kabbalah of the woman. That's what the Mishnah says. There is no Mishnah that a shliach leholocha needs eide kiyum on his minu. So says the Rambam like this, by kiddushin, not by gerushin. The Mishnah is by gerushin, and now the Rambam extrapolates to kiddushin. Kala osa shliach lekabbalah kiddushin. Paragimel halachat hazav of hazishes. Kalaosa shliach lekabla kiddushin sarach lasosa b'fnei edim. Someone who makes a shliach lekabla has to be done b'fnei edim. Kiddushin, because the Rambam says if you need edim on the minhag shlichus lekabla by gerushin, then who are they not made by kiddushin? Habalaisha says shliach lekadosh laisha ainot sarach lasosa b'edim. But if a man made a shliach lehalacha to be mekadosh an isha, he doesn't have to have edim kiyum on the minhag. Because Eidos on Shlichos HaIsha is only necessary Lebir Hadav, not Lekiyum Emilsa. You want to know that he made the Shlichos, but then you need Eidim to be Mevar. But you don't need Eide Kiyum to make the Minu Shlichos work. The din of Eidav HaShever Pachas Mishnai, but you need the Eidim on the Maisa to make it work. Even if everyone is Modeg and agrees that it was done, the Minu Shlichos occurred, that halach is special to shliach lekabala, not to shliach lehalach. Lefikach and hodu ashliach, behamashaleach and atzvich and edim, says the Rambam. If everyone is moda, then you don't need eide kiyum on the shliach lehalacha, only on shliach lekabala. Sok the ravid, Omar Avram, kosav haravid, ein hanidon doma leravid. What's the Rambam extrapolating from Gittin to Kiddushin? That by Gittin, the Mishnah says that you need Eidus, Eide Kiyum on the Minu Shliach, Le Kabbalah, but not on Minu Shliach, Le Holocha. So the Rambam says that, who are denied by Kedushin? By Shliach Le Holocha, you don't need Eide Kiyum. By Shliach Le Kabbalah, you do need Eide Kiyum. So says the Rabbi, what's the comparison? The Le'inyin Shliach Haged, Gito Mochiach Olof. The reason why you don't need Eide Kiyum on Minu Shliach Le Holocha by Get, that's because the Shliach Le Holocha is carrying the Get. So Gito Mochiach Olof, the Get proves that the Baal made him a shliach, because if not, what's he doing with the Get in his hand? Skipping a little bit, Avo B'Kiddushin, Afilu Shnei Modim, Eino Klum, Ki Modu HaShliach V'HaSholeach. Right? Avo B'Kiddushin, Afilu Shnei Modim, Eino Klum, if both of them would be Moda on the Maisa, Kiddushin doesn't work, Ki Modu HaShliach V'HaShaleach, Nami Lav Klumu. If the Shliach and the Meshaleach both admit that there was a Mina Shliach, that also shouldn't count for anything. You need an Eide Kiyum? A Shliach LaHalacha? On the appointment of the Shliach LaHalacha, Avadi, you should need Eide Kiyum, says the Rav. And the Rambam says, no, Shliach LaHalacha doesn't need Eide Kiyum, Shliach LaKabbalah does. What's the difference? Shliach LaHalacha, Shliach LaKabbalah. Why do you need Minu Shlicha? You need Eidim on the Minu Shlichas for both of them. You shouldn't need Eidim for Minu Shlichas for either of them. What kind of a split between Shliach LaHalacha and Shliach LaKabbalah? What's the Rambam say? So, L'chora, the answer is this, that the Rambam assumes, what does Ein Davar Sharei Pachas Mishnayim mean? Ein Davar Sharei Pachas Mishnayim, of course, means that on the Gemar HaDavar of Gittin the Kiddushin, you need Eidim. That's for sure. On the Gemar HaDavar, of course, you need Eidim. So the question is, the Minu Shlichas at first glance is not the Gemar HaDavar. It's in the middle of the process. It's the beginning of the process. So maybe Ein Davar Sharei Pachas Mishnayim doesn't apply? How do I know that Ein Davar Sharei Pachas Mishnayim applies to a Minu Shlichas? Bishlam on the Gemar HaDavar, I understand. You need Eidus Lekim HaDavar. But on the Minu Shlichas, why should you need Eidus Lekim HaDavar? So comes the Rambam and says, I'll tell you what the difference should be. If the shlichus is a shlichus of Kol HaTorah Kula, if it's a type of shlichus that we find in Kol HaTorah Kula, it's just it happens to be in the context of getting the Kiddushin. So in such a shlichus, I don't need Eidei Kiyum, because it's not a shlichus of getting the Kiddushin. It's a shlichus that relates to getting the Kiddushin, that's being used in getting the Kiddushin, but it's not a shlichus of getting the Kiddushin, it's not a getting the Kiddushin, dikka shlichus. It's a shlichus of Kol HaTorah Kula that you're using in the context of getting the Kiddushin. But if you have a Zar Shlichus that's a getting the Kiddushin type of Shlichus, that needs Eidei Kiyum. Because even though it's not the Gemar Hadover, but it's a halacha of getting the Kiddushin. So if it's a halacha of getting the Kiddushin, it has the same status as the Gemar Hadover. Just like the Maisa Gerishin, the Maisa Kiddushin require Eidei Kiyum, a shlichus that is a gitin v'kiddushin type of shlichus, if it's a special parsha that's unique to gitin v'kiddushin, that would need Eidei Kiyum, because ain't davash erva was mishnayim, that's called the davash of erva. How do I know what kind of shlichus is special to gitin v'kiddushin, or a shlichus that's a kol HaTorah Kula dika shlichus? Dr. Rambam, I'll tell you. If it's a shlichus that's similar to kol HaTorah Kula, you're basically making the shliach. You're transferring koach to the shliach to do the halos. Right? You're transferring koach to do the maisa, to do a halos. That's a shlichus of kol HaTorah Kula. It's not special to get mekidushin. That type of shlichus does not require edim on the minion. But a shlichus that's special to get mekidushin, that does require edim on the minion. Why does the Rambam hold shlichus lekabol is special to get mekidushin? So the answer could be, like the Peirushua, that the Rambam says the shlichus, the Kabbalah, is fundamentally different than other types of shlichus. Because other types of shlichus, you're being mosa koach to be poel l'chalos. You're being mosa koach on the maisa. Asiyoso karsiyas mishaleach. The shliach, the Kabbalah of getting the Kiddushin, is yodo ki yodo. That his yad, the yad of the shlich, is the mokum for the chalos gerishin. This is a totally different type of shlichus. It's unrelated to shlichus of Kol HaTorah Kula. It's unique to getting the Kiddushin. Says the Rambam, even though it's not the Gemar Hadover of getting the Kiddushin, but because it's a shlichus that's unique to getting the Kiddushin, it requires a Bekiyum on that as well. Shliach lahalacha, that's not unique to getting the Kiddushin. So its minu does not require a Bekiyum. And that be'emes is what the Rambam says. He continues. I stopped in the middle. He says, Lefikach, if hodu, ha-shliach v'ha-mashaleach, inna tzvich an edim. By shliach lahalacha, if everyone agrees, they don't need edim on the minu. Kemo shliach haget. וכמו שליח שהרשאו להפריש לו תשומה וחיוצי בהם בכל מקום ששלוחו של אדם כמו עושה ואין לו צורך עדם. Rambam says, just like shlichus on hafrashas, truma doesn't require edim on the minui, shliach laholocha on gittin and kiddushin also doesn't require edim on the minui. What does gittin the shliach laholocha of gittin and kiddushin have to do with shliach for hafrashas truma? Hafrashas truma and gittin and kiddushin? What's going on? The Rambam is saying, shliach laholocha by gittin and kiddushin is like a shlichus of kol HaTorah Kula. You're giving him a koach to be poel. That's not a special shlichus of getting the kiddushin. It's not a getting the kiddushin type shlichus. It's something that's unique to getting the kiddushin. It's not unique to getting the kiddushin. It doesn't need Eidei Kiyum. Shliach lekabbalah, that's a unique type of shlichus to getting the kiddushin, and that's why it should require Eidei Kiyum for its meaning. So perhaps that's pshat in the Rambam as well, like the Pnei Yeshua, that shliach lekabbalah is a new type of shlichus. And that's why you might need Eidei Kiyum on its knee. Okay, we'll start again. I'm going to add a